The Lord is truly with us and looking out for us, heart dwellers. Today is September the 9th, 2015. And he had a beautiful message, a clarifying message, really, to share with you. When I was in worship for quite some time, and I came out of worship so happy, so relaxed and so happy, so filled with joy, it wasn't any fun for me to stop worship. But he did say, it's time to write. So he began the message, I can't help it if they don't receive my words, and neither can you. So many are determined to fit me into their schedule because they don't recognize that I don't operate on anything man values. Here he's referring to the little firestorm we had on our channel yesterday, because he said that nothing of any tremendous significance was going to happen in September. That goes against the grain of the things that other people have heard, and I can't help that. You know, we choose who we want to listen to or who we feel has the anointing for us, and we should stay with those people, whoever they are. But I don't declare that anyone who's operating in the gift of prophecy is wrong, or that I have the exclusive edge on truth. All I'm doing is sharing what he gives me. That's all I can do. In all honesty, that's all I want to do. So that's the reason why he brought this up. I can't help it if they don't receive my words, and neither can you. So many are determined to fit me into their schedule because they don't recognize that I don't operate on anything man values. But they say you are operating on the Jewish timeline, Lord, because you honor them as your chosen people. Does that mean I must conform again to all their rules? Wow, Lord, are you trying to get me buried? No, I'm being I am who I am. And while I gave my people signs for the seasons, they are not a law unto themselves that the whole universe must abide by. My laws are not above the worth of a human soul. So while everyone would like to see me operating neat and tidy according to their prognostications, my heart still beats for man alone. And as long as there's one straggler that is just about to be drawn in, my heart aches to leave that one man alone to suffer the worst fate. In essence, then, you're saying you really can't ever return because there'll always be one more and one more and one more to wait for. In essence, yes, that's true, but in practice, there comes a time to call the question. We are approaching the end, and you will see in the weeks and months to come an increase in separation between those who have chosen to love me and those who have gone their own way. The dividing line is going to get sharper, clearer, and crisper until it is indeed time for me. My Father is dispatching his angels to accelerate the process of those called to the wedding feast. If you look very carefully at all the preparations I've been making on this channel, you will see that if they obey what I've given them, they will have plenty of oil in their lamps, and that day will be a joyous occasion for them. However, if they continue in self-seeking, it will be the most tragic day of their lives. But Lord, with those standards, who can be included? For instance, a fairly simple soul, Benjamin. The hidden man of the heart there is beautiful, Claire. He may not meet all of your qualifications, but he meets mine. A simple man who has chosen a path of plain charity and prayer. It is when men use the discretionary time to be brilliant, to be super Christians, filled with knowledge, but short on works, that the lamp runs out of oil. All will be saved, but some as going through a fire. Whenever he quotes the beginning of or a part of the scriptures, I always like to go to the whole scripture and see if there's more to it than that. He did clarify that. So that scripture is in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Then the Lord asked me, do you know what the essence of that foundation is? Love? That's correct. That's the gold. Truth is the silver, and the precious stones are works of mercy. Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through a fire. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he's wise in this age, he must become foolish, so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. And then the Lord continued, the Lord picked up again there, and he said, and there you have the wood, hay, and stubble. And going back to the scripture, for it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless. So then, let no one boast in men. And then the Lord continued, and he said, nor of the opinions of men, for man does not think as I do, and that leads to quarreling. And that also was on this page in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual men, but as men of the flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not able yet to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men? And then he continued, so while everyone is researching, gathering data and refiguring dates and seasons, arguing and attacking those who have different opinions, who is feeding the poor and clothing the naked? The Church of Philadelphia, the only church I promised the rapture to. Why? Because they're building on gold, brotherly love. Do not think for one moment, my beloved brides, that I have come to reward the Pharisees of your day. That is not my interest at all. I do not condemn those who have knowledge of the times and use that knowledge with wisdom and humility, understanding the sacrifice of my very own body to purchase a people for myself as being the golden foundation. Those who are wasting their time fighting, arguing, and downgrading others are not the bridesmaids with the oil in their lamps. Why do you think I've been teaching on the things I place a high value on, so that all of you would be ready to go into the wedding feast with me? I see what you do with your time, what you think about, and how you view the world, and especially what you do about the condition of those around you. I'm just trying to rouse you to new levels of self-sacrifice, sharing and giving, praying, serving, and bringing truth to the ignorant. But brotherly love is still the fastest way to anyone's heart. Then he quoted 1 Corinthians 13. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, And if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor and surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. And then he continued, bottom line, I'm not going to be looking for who had the most accurate prediction of when I return. I will be looking for who loved me through the outcast, the lonely, the ignorant. And when you spend your time in worship with me, as I have told you so many times, I flood your heart with the substance of my heart, and you are then equipped to go out and love others as you love yourself. It is so simple, but your insecurities have you habituated to the latest news. I would have you habituated to me in worship and totally abandon yourselves to my divine providence. Be as little children. They play in the sandbox to their heart's content without ever giving a thought to their own needs because they know their parents have already provided for them. They simply don't question. Oh, come on, my bride. When will you ever cast your cares on me because I care for you? You are trying to do my job and your job by constantly focusing on what's going to happen and what your needs will be. If you would just constantly focus on me and my faithfulness, worshiping me, the heavens would open upon you. Go now. Stop behaving as those who have no hope. Put your fears to rest and seek me out, not only in prayer and worship, but in the poor souls around you. Truly, I am with you.